my goodness, this random weather continues here in Kansas City, Missouri. This is another episode coming at you right now, postcast, trying to fit this in right now because all of a sudden I got a busy schedule here for the Sunday. But anyways, Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. In this recording, primetime, Saturday, March 15th, 2025. K-State sports, all things K-State athletics, not just football and basketball, tennis, golf, indoor track and field, and so much more. And we'll catch up with women's tennis, if I can fit it in tomorrow before heading off to Lawrence, Kansas. Yeah, I gave it away to Project Podcast. First of all, this is podcast. Thank you so much for checking out this episode here tonight, or this will come out tomorrow morning, actually. So thank you for your support. You've been with us all week. In and out from the beginning of the year, or you've been with us every step of the way. We have under the radar. There are a lot of things I can say under the radar for, but I'm gonna continue to sit on it. We continue to sit on it. Okay, a couple more days. It's a couple more days. Until I have a big race on Monday going down, which I'll talk about more. Whatever goes down, wherever it goes down, the result is on Monday. Regardless of the result, I'm going to talk about it anyway. So over in the EG3 podcast, my other podcast I've been doing over there, same feed as you get the Purple Project podcast. But we'll flip it back, get this thing back on track. K-State, speed of randomness. K-State, series win. I know they got another one tomorrow. But K-State, after the thrilling cover behind effort last night, the home run ball return. Well, it carried over from late last night into today. Big win, 13-2, blew out Utah today in Toyton Family Stadium there. You wonder about these things, you know, what's the carryover, especially on college athletics, right, where you're on emotional high, and then all of a sudden you turn right back around and damn, you get knocked in the face like, okay, here, there's that emotional roller coaster. But K-State baseball team, I didn't mention that yet. Yeah, K-State baseball team absolutely took that momentum down 6-4 last night. Obviously walked it off. You have not listened to the postcast of game one. I'm honestly, you might want to go back download that first before down game two recap, which is not going to be that long. But Michael Gavedo, pitching, home runs. I think this is kind of identity of this team. We know this team now. How many games is this now? 18 games into the season. We're starting to figure out this identity of this K-State baseball team. Home runs and pitching. And they get it, and they did it again. Michael Gavedo, I'll get into his line in just a moment. Let's hear from Pete Hughes for a minute here, saying, quote, "Well, obviously a convincing win, really good overall performance by our guys to win a series in the opening weekend of the Big 12. Coach Hughes, head coach Pete Hughes, says, continues on here and says, quote, "It's a big component when you're trying to build a resume to play really well in conferences. That's the first question that comes up when people look at your body of work. So it was a great to start. A series win, of course, hell yeah, big win." And I still don't understand. We played TCU's not an SEC team; they're not an ACC team. So why the hell didn't that count? They should be technically be 3-0, but I digress. But they're 2-0, and yes, Pete Hughes is right on this, that this was important, and especially when you get embarrassed by a 4-10 team. Omaha on Wednesday, didn't get off to the best of starts against Creighton. I'm talking about these midweek games on Tuesday and Wednesday and Tuesday, respectively. I know I'm going way backwards, but you just got to understand, all right, going home, you're very, and again, I have said this over and over last couple of years of baseball. We know Pete Hughes' teams at home are very tough. And again, identity. I think that this team, again, relies on the home run ball. We saw it Tuesday night, the grand slam. And I can't remember who hit the grand slam. That's frustrating. But the grand slam, got them back in the game. Unfortunately, we didn't win the game, right? I don't believe we hit a home run on Wednesday night, but we've hit a couple home runs. I think 5 home runs now for K-State offense in this series. So it kind of reminds me of my team, Major League Baseball team, Atlanta Braves. What did the Braves? I know a majority of y'all are KC the Royals fans, or you have another team, but the Braves, their identity, offense, home runs. At least the last 3 years, hitting home runs and getting solid pitching. I'm starting to think this K-State version of K-State right now. Obviously, we're still understanding these players now. I wouldn't say that the newness has wore off. I'm gonna go ahead and say that the newness has wore off. We're starting to understand this team now as the home run hitting. It's really become the identity of this K-State team. You're listening to the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Winery mix. I just got back. If you're wondering why the random opening, just got back literally 5 minutes ago. Winery mix, and now it looks like it stopped. Was in Overland Park for the evening. Boy, March, I tell you, this random-ass weather. Whether you live in Manhattan, K-C, or Overland Park, wherever that is, yeah, you get this random weather, and here it was. But luckily, I got back home safe and sound, and here I am recording another K-State baseball postcast, which K-State offense came to play and took Utah right out of the game early in game 2, and of course, K-State clinches the series win 13-2 over Utah earlier today in Manhattan, Kansas. Utah, again, like last night, struck first, but they didn't even score again to the fifth inning. And then that was all she wrote for Utah Utes in game 2. K-State put a 4th spot in the second inning. And then, hey, you want to be the team that gets the big inning. 7 in the third, 1 in the fourth, and again, 1 in the seventh there to wrap up K-State scoring for the afternoon. K-State, you're a winning team, K-State. 13 runs. Hang on a second here. I had it for a minute. Yeah, there you go. 13 runs, 13 hits, despite 2 errors. Utah, 2 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. Going back to Michael Quivedo real quick. Outstanding. 6 innings of solid work, but did, however, get 8 hits. But 2 runs, that's the important thing. Both of those were earned. And struck out 7 Utah Utes. Brody Rowe wrapped up the pitching there for K-State. He went the rest of the way. 3 innings pitched, 3 hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Oh, excuse me. There as well. I'm trying to scroll back here, looping here. Losing pitch. Michael Quivedo, undefeated. He now goes to 3-0 on the season for K-State. Merritt Jones gets the loss. He's 2-1, and I don't know. I'm not going to put the save here. It says Brody Rowe. It's not even a save situation. I don't know what we're doing here. This is the Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Utah, Merritt Jones. He only went 2 1/3 inning pitch, and yeah, baby, he was rocked all over the yard. 7 hits, 9 runs. All of those were earned. 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, and then, of course, Dimitri Damont, Sam Stockman, and Brady Joyner were the rest of the pitchers for the Utes in this one as they get blown out of town. But they got to come back tomorrow as K-State now, the baseball team, looks to put the sweep on Utah in the opening series of conference play. I am looking forward to seeing what happens there. I will be traveling. So either way, obviously you have baseball, wrap up some of the series tomorrow. You have the K-State women's team. We're going to find out their destination. And I will be doing that recording on the road. So regardless of no matter what happens, no matter what the result is between K-State Utah game 3 and K-State wins basketball, and of course I believe rowing is going to be in action as well. We're going to get caught up with them as well. I know tennis, women's tennis, we'll get to them. I'll probably have to record that tomorrow at some point. But yeah, I got an exciting, busy schedule tomorrow. We're pretty much all day. I'm going to be busy all day. So the recording, we'll have to wait probably till I get settled later on in the day. And that's all I'm going to be doing, relaxing and recording. Pretty much what we're going to be doing. But that's okay because we're getting revved up. I'm pumped up. I'm tired of seeing everybody else. I know I'm getting off a little tangent. But personally, I'm tired of seeing everybody else race, and I'm ready to get after it, man. And Mondays, I'm anxious. I'm costly optimistic. I do not want to jump you. I'm costly optimistic, but I'm excited to say, I'm really excited, more than I was last year. And those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to say this now while I'm on here, because before we get to the a little bit of the offense here, and EG3 will be in Lawrence tomorrow through half of Monday, competing in the Fast Irish Mile. Lawrence Irish Mile, and I did this for the first time last year. Kind of had a game plan going in there, and did pretty well. And look, five flat. I'm going back into this race this on Monday. I couldn't do that 8 out of 9, 9 out of 10 times if I tried. But the game plan, I'm not going to say the entire game plan, because who knows who's listening out here. It's going to be similar to last year, and in hopes of knocking it down. So we'll see what happens. I'm cautiously optimistic, but this is the most excited I've been. And this is probably an overstatement, maybe more so than the Chicago Marathon, the World Major. So I got into the running space, and of course, and this is probably going to be a nice transition back to K-State sports here, but I almost played track and field, did track for K-State. But I decided I want to focus more on grades, which, hey, jobs for nothing, full-time job for nothing. For student athlete, they don't call that for a reason now, because you gotta put all the effort in. So backed out of it at the last moment there, but that's him right here all there. So those of you wondering what's A talking about, so there's a little explanation there. But again, you'll catch the results. I'm not going to share the results here on this podcast. I'm going to share the results on the other podcast, the EG3 podcast. That's where you're going to find it. So whatever card unfolds for me on Monday, I'll tell y'all what it is. So we're going for it, baby. We're going for it this year. Last year, I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. But I feel like I can lead on my speed over the years, obviously. Even though, yes, I'm older, but I still think I got some in the tank. And these older guys that have been running these fast mile times got me encouraged, got me even more motivated. So I feel like the Metro Mile, this past year really got me pumped up for this upcoming year. So we got some momentum. I haven't raced all year, and that'll change on Monday. I can't wait. I cannot wait. And I think a lot of people are underestimating EG3. But anyways, I think the Big 12 is underestimating K-State baseball right now. They're 2-0 in the conference. And real quick here before we sign off here, on the afternoon, again, K-State destroys Utah in game 2 and gets the series, clinches the series win 13-2. This is Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Barrett Matlack, the game winner last night. 2 more hits in the game. Maxis Martin finally gets off a little bit of off the snide. He went 2-for-3 in this game. Let me see. D. Kennedy, he had 2 more hits. He was 2-for-5 in the game. AJ Ivagavasco, 3-for-5 in the game. And I'll say home run time, baby. Keegan O'Connor, another one. Maxis Martin hit another one. Yep. Bear Matlack. Yep, he hit another one as well. So there it is, baby. There it is. That's 3 more home runs. Maxis Martin. I think that's Maxis Martin. And I can't believe they don't have the totals on here. Maxis Martin, I think that's his 5th home run in the last several games there. Keegan O'Connor, I think that's his 2nd home run of the year. And Matlack, back-to-back home runs in consecutive games. I think that's home run. Again, I'm just shooting off the hip right now. I'm going to have to go back and actually check the actual stats right there as well. So, EG3, ready to rock and roll Monday. This K-State baseball offense and pitching staff ready to roll for that sweep tomorrow. We'll see what happens tomorrow afternoon. I believe the first pitch is a little bit after 1 after this blowout win against Utah. And K-State, by the way, now, Pete Hughes' club, bumps up to 11-7. Same record as Utah. Utah on a slide. Utah has now lost 4 games in a row. Yeah, 4 games in a row. Woo! So there you go on that. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast is found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. We were rolling on this podcast again. So there you go on that. Again, we'll get you squared back away with women's tennis. We'll get you squared. I'll get that squared away in the morning. And then we'll find out how Sherry Noe's doing in the indoor NCAA championships. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Hopefully, no more of this wacky winter, whatever you want to call it, weather subsides. But we'll have to see about that. Anyways, K-State baseball, 13, Utah, 2, series win for the K-State baseball team. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.